Good morning. Light snow broke out across the northern part of New York and New England overnight, and we're seeing at least a couple of inches of snow on the ground in parts of the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, and most of Vermont. The I-90 corridor off and on snow showers with a coating on the ground, but not as much snow as points north. And in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, only a few snow showers with little, if any, accumulation. Temperatures starting off in the teens and lower 20s region-wide. As we get into the day today, warm front will approach from the south. This will keep snow going across the northern parts of New York and New England, while spotty off and on snow showers will occur to the south. The heaviest snow accumulations during the day will be in the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, North Country, Champlain Valley, and all of Vermont, where 5 to 8 inches of snow will fall. Along the I-90 corridor, I-88, including the Greater Capital District, southernmost Vermont and northern Berkshire County into the Pioneer Valley, 3 to 5 inches of snow will fall, while as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow is all we can expect in parts of the Catskills, the Mid-Hudson Valley, and points south of here, perhaps just a dusting as that warm front passes through. Temperatures will slowly climb through the 20s and toward the 30-degree mark, and maybe even some rain showers will mix in south of I-90 before the end of the day. As we head into the night tonight, the steady precipitation will wind down from south to north, and temperatures will hold steady in the lower 30s or even climb through the 30s. As a result, we'll have patchy freezing drizzle, a few rain showers, and also areas of fog overnight, so some slick spots possible through the overnight period and into the sunrise hour tomorrow. During the day on Saturday, the storm system will continue to track in our direction and lift even milder air and more rain into the region as temperatures climb through the 30s and toward the 40-degree mark. Steady rain will fall through the afternoon on Saturday and then wind down in the evening hours as the storm system passes by. Behind it, colder air will sweep in and will also dry it out for the day on Sunday. Christmas Eve will have some sunshine mixed with clouds, relatively pleasant, with highs back into the mid-30s. At this point, we'll watch a low-pressure wave ride up the eastern seaboard. Currently, it looks like this low will track a little farther to the east than it looked like it would yesterday. As a result, we'll get some light snow around here late Sunday night and early on Christmas morning. The way I see it now, everyone will have a little bit of snow, a dusting up to a couple of inches by the time the sun comes up on Monday, with snow showers in the afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. After that, an Arctic blast comes in on Tuesday and lasts for the rest of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread showers and thunderstorms will set up over the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and the Tennessee Valley as warm, moist Gulf air transports north ahead of a cold front. With an expected slow eastward progression with this system, an axis of higher rainfall amounts is forecast to span from southern Arkansas to southern Kentucky, producing an area with a moderate risk for flash flooding today. As the precipitation and front shifts to the east tomorrow, the area of risk will set up over the eastern parts of Tennessee and into the central Appalachians. Meanwhile, Arctic air will surge southward along the northern Rockies and into the northern plains. Temperatures across this area will plummet into the teens, which will be about 20 degrees below normal for late December. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with light snow and 7 above zero with a west-northwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility and light snow, 19 degrees, the dew point 14, 81% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.34 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-40s, Boston 1 to 2 inches of snow today in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo snow changing to rain with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 32 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 27, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, still 5 inches for the month, which is 3.5 inches below normal, and also 5 inches for the season, which is 6.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 60, set in 1990, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Steady snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow ending with spotty freezing drizzle and areas of fog tonight, temperatures climbing toward 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with occasional light snow, then rain and snow showers later today, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow ending with spotty freezing drizzle and areas of fog tonight, temperatures climbing into the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with occasional light snow, then freezing rain and snow showers later today and highs in the lower 30s. A few rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow today, mixing with a few freezing rain showers later and highs around 30. Light snow ending with spotty freezing drizzle and areas of fog tonight, temperatures climbing into the lower and mid-30s overnight. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, areas of fog near 40, sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the mid-30s, snow moving in late Sunday night and into early morning on Christmas Day with a couple of inches possible, lower 30s, and partly sunny with a few snow showers and getting colder Tuesday, upper 20s, and Wednesday and Thursday only around 20 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.